fucking sausage fest in here, bros. Let's get us some poontang, then we'll go to White Castle.
No, Neil, you don't understand. We've been craving these burgers all night.
Yeah, I've been craving burgers too. Fur burgers.
Have you noticed that most of the women who are against abortion are women that you wouldn't want to f*** in the first place, man? There's such balance in nature.
Choose the sword, and you will join me. Choose the ball, and you join your mother in death. You don't understand my words, but you must choose.
And welcome to another fine edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. You can listen to us live every Saturday at www.fcac.org/WEBR, 3 to 4 p.m. Archives of the show can be found at www.inpapasbasement.com. And I will, of course, give out the URL to the never-updated but always-loved webcomic I was a part of, still am a part of, www.dirtytissues.com. I had a little George Carlin in the intro there. Not that I was the biggest fan, but I figured it'd be fitting to get a little of the guy in there. He was a comedian that started in radio, and thus I must kiss his ass a little bit by law. Not only that, I think more importantly, I was up about 3-4 a.m. whenever the hell he did kick the bucket this week. I think it was Tuesday. And I don't know what you guys do online at that time, but I'm a mix of just jumping from MySpace to Facebook to CNN to ESPN. It's kind of like those four sites in this little ADD loop that I just go to over and over compulsively until I collapse between the sheets. And, you know, sure enough, CNN hooked it up and gave me a dead celeb. I get my rocks off on playing the announcer of the Grim Reaper's work. And I think this might have been a new low for me. I started text messaging friends at 3:30 in the morning, emailing people. I must have sent out 4 or 5 emails and 5, 6 texts, you know, possibly waking some folks up, simply to announce George Carlin was dead, because I didn't want to get beat to the punch. I love telling people when others have died. It's just a thrill to me. I'm sick and I recognize it, but I don't know. Maybe you guys get off on the same thing. I enjoy the hell out of it. But yeah, I just wanted to get a little George Carlin out. That's about the funniest bit of his I really remember hearing. I have all his albums, of course, legally downloaded. And yeah, that was it. So goodbye, George. I enjoyed your sitcom when I was a kid on Fox. No one really remembers that, but who gives a hell? I liked it. On the show today, in a little bit, we're going to have calling in possibly the shrillest lass of Hebrew descent that I know. She kind of, if for the fans of South Park out there, has a voice like Kyle Broflovsky's mom. Hopefully that'll translate on air, and she will just sound like metal filings down sheet metal. Just put shivers up and down your spine. I don't know, maybe she'll scare the hell out of you. Maybe it'll tank, but I am sans host in studio today, so we're gonna give it a shot. Hopefully it'll pan out. I originally had planned to have Shane in the studio, but Shane is busy moving. Hope he's doing well with that. And I had been talking with him in the gym the other day about, I don't know if you guys have experienced this. I'm sure you have if you've ever been with a woman in any capacity. They have a thing for stealing your crap if they're staying the night, especially your clothing. He had bitched he'd lost many a comfortable pair of pajama pants to a woman walking out with him after a night of tempestuous lovemaking, shall we say. And I myself have had more than my fair share of crap stolen, and recently, it was the X from a couple weeks ago took my Simpsons DVD. And I got to thinking about it, and I really don't think she deserves the damn thing. All I have is this crappy mix CD that I guess an ex-boyfriend named Tyrone left for her called Tyrone's Mix CD. And Tyrone's got okay, if predictable, taste in classic hip-hop. I don't see it as an even trade. It's a crappy burn CD for a damn Simpsons DVD. Not the biggest fan of the movie, but I'm cheap as hell at heart, and I'll be goddamned if I'll let her get away with it. So, inspired by a couple viewings of the movie Munich in the past few days, I just randomly on cable. There's a little Hebrew chant for you. I'll also use that for Arab terrorists whenever we have to discuss them, because who the hell can tell the difference? But I'm going to give her a ring on air and see if I can get my DVD back. Some Jesse Jackson, Jaime Town negotiation skills coming into play right now. So for all you freaks out there, don't try to memorize her number. Hold on. And wish me luck, folks. Hopefully I'll get voicemail. Otherwise, this is going to be terribly awkward. Come on, voicemail. Come on. One more ring. Sweet, sweet voicemail.
Hi, I'm not available to take your call right now. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks and have a good day.
La la la. Hey, Rachel. It is John Papa Giorgio. I was calling live on air, Papa's Basement. And I was calling to negotiate kind of hostage style for the life of my Simpsons DVD, which at this point I guess has been claimed by you, but I'll be damned. I wanted to give it a shot to get it back. I do have, in an exchange, a copy of Tyrone's Mix CD, which had been left in my car. And I will also toss in your choice of one burn CD that is chilling currently in my very, very impressive 2007 Ford Focus. You can pick from, we have Hall & Oates, we have some heavy metal. There's a little hip-hop in there. But I want that damn DVD. I am cheap and I'm petty and I want it. If you want to call back to negotiate for its life on air, you can call at 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-TALK. And otherwise, I'll have to let it go and buy a replacement on Amazon, which last I checked would cost about the amount of gas that it'd take to drive and pick up the damn thing. But I wanted to give it a shot. Take care. Ugh, I'm never going to see that goddamn DVD. I know it. All right, let's put out the bat signal for the Jewish highlight, the kosher queen that will be calling in today. Going to call her right now. You can maybe hear the cell on speaker on air. Yeah, call in, my friend.
No, you didn't send me a text message.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the text message method. Just call in.
Okay, bye.
Later.
Bye.
I have some really, really great intro music for her. I'm incredibly proud of. This is some Hebrew prayer that I found online. Sweet. Is it actually working?
Recording where you left off.
Carrie?
Hello?
Holy crap, we have Carrie Kaplan on air.
Actually, can you hear this dog barking in the background?
Oh god, it starts already. Do you like your Hebrew prayer in the background or a little Hebrew song?
You're an asshole.
Ah, don't say A-H on air. You can say A-hole.
Oh, sorry. Well, then we won't have very much to talk about.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in, and hopefully your sparkling demeanor will translate on air.
Thank you for that.
You are magic like that.
Thanks.
So I completed the call to the ex. I guess she's an ex. You know, we had a good week, maybe 2 weeks. Does that count as an ex, Carrie?
I mean, it just depends on who you're telling it to. I actually, this one guy, we never were really even dating, but I called him my fiancé.
Well, that's just you being creepy.
Oh. No, I wouldn't really call it an ex, but...
Okay, but she has my crap, and I wanted my DVD back.
That was just an excuse to call her.
No, not really.
I really... Well, what DVD was it?
Simpsons. Simpsons movie. I have nothing of her. She came out ahead. You know, it's a game. She
won.
It's
called a parting gift.
It's not a parting gift.
It's a parting gift. That's
no.
What happens.
It didn't last long enough for a parting gift.
Okay, let me tell you about one of my parting gifts.
Is this how women think?
No, listen to me.
That's my Jewish thing for you.
I hate you.
Don't make me bust out the fool music.
I want to tell you about a really good parting gift. Now, my best friend, Ariel, should be listening. Okay.
Is Ariel Semitic?
Can I say the word P-R-O-N? I spelled it.
Incorrectly.
I did?
Do you mean pornography?
P-O-R-N.
Yeah, you spelled prawn. like the shrimp. Kind of.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's hear about... So women think they're entitled to parting gifts.
No. I'm talking about a gift of mine that somebody has. It was my first porn ever given to me called Bi Valley.
Bi Valley.
And it had a really good plot, actually.
Is that what you chose to focus on?
No. It really did. It had a twist ending. But I didn't purposely bring it over to the guy's house.
Did it turn into Tran Valley? What was the twist?
To make a long story short, basically, this guy comes into town. He says he's this lady's bastard son.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, says...
A porn? Like, what is this? Like an Oedipal porn? What the hell?
Well, if you would let me talk, I will
okay.
tell you.
Okay.
And at the end, he's going, I'm your bastard son. Meanwhile, he's having, like, sex with his brothers and eating out his sisters.
What the hell are you watching?
And at the end, she goes,
"What is
no,
wrong with
you're
you?
Not my bastard son." And then she whips out her junks.
Uh-huh.
And she's a man.
What? Why would you watch this?
It's really good.
Why?
Anyway, I had that in the holder
you
for
are gay.
Huh?
For a Sandra Bullock movie. I think it was 2 weeks notice.
Yeah.
And I went to
take
that out.
You parted with the Sandra Bullock movie?
No, I thought it was a Sandra Bullock movie that I was bringing over this guy's house.
Oh, and you brought it over. Okay.
You know how, and when I went to take out 2 weeks notice, it was Bi Valley.
Okay.
And so I left it there, and it was just not even worth calling him to get it back.
How many times have you viewed Bi Valley?
Actually, probably a few, just to let other people share in on the pleasure of it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you want to go buy it now, don't you?
Yeah, I'm dying to see Bi Valley. So it ends with a tranny pulling out his junk?
Right. And then the bastard son goes down on Shim.
God. No.
Isn't that a good plot, though?
No. It's like a Greek tale, but horrible.
But it holds your interest. You know what I mean? So anyway, so what did the ex say when you called her?
Oh, I got the voicemail like I was praying I would.
You pansy.
Why? I don't want to talk to her again. It's so weird.
So what did you say? She knows that... Okay, let me just tell you something.
Oh, God,
this
voice.
She knows you're calling as an excuse to talk to her. Women are not stupid.
First of all, this one is. Even though she claims to not be. Okay, whatever. I want my damn DVD. Honestly.
Well, did you leave? Okay, if you truly did not want to talk to her, you would have left your mailing address. Did you do that?
I didn't leave my mailing address. I would go so far as to drive for the exchange because this lady never did any driving for me. So I know she's not going to go through any damn effort to mail it.
So you're saying, let's meet up at like.
I didn't say
you know,
meet up.
A restaurant at 7 o'clock tonight.
She can literally kick the disc out from under her door. And I would throw the return CD back because I have a mix CD of hers from some ex, I guess. Who the hell knows? That's all I got as a bargaining chip at this point. Things have tanked, you know, 100%. All I got is this horrible mix CD. Well, it's not horrible. It's like decent songs, but it's crap anyone who's even remotely getting into hip hop knows. It actually made for a really...
I might like that. Would it be a good exercise CD?
It's not bad. I mean, it's like Tribe Called Quest, and, you know, there's like Scarface. The song's from Office Space soundtrack that Scarface and Geto Boys did. You know what I mean? Like,
Is it something you'd like be moved to do on the elliptical is what I'm asking you.
I like faster paced stuff on the elliptical.
Elliptical's
for wusses anyhow. Don't do the elliptical.
Well,
I'm starting to sound like
something you want to do on the treadmill.
Yeah, I guess. I'll give it to you. You can keep it. You can take
Tyrone's
predictable mix.
I'll give you my mailing
mix.
Address. I'm not trying to meet up with you because we know how that went. I came
what?
To see you twice, and you've never, you live 40 minutes away.
What?
So far, do you know people commute 3 times the distance every day to their jobs than as far as we live from each other? But I'm just putting that out there.
Really? Well, yeah. I've always wanted to do that one bit where we do it right before the show, and then you just berate my sexual prowess on air for an hour. I mean,
what if we just not do it, and then I just, you know,
we pretend,
assume, and then it would probably still be believable. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. I guess if you're not a stickler for authenticity, if you're going to cop out like that, fine.
Okay, I can't say the word a-hole, but I can, like, be out of breath saying I just had sex with you on your show.
Yeah. Horrible country we live in, isn't it? Come on, talk. Dead air. Ta-ta.
Anyway, do you have, like, a topic of your show? I don't know how this works.
Yeah, I have a little outline, which I, for months now, haven't mentioned on air. But, yeah, I've always got an outline.
Oh, come on. Let's hear the outline.
Okay. We'll go down the outline.
I mean, I have a mass comm degree, but it's not in, electronic media and film.
Okay, well,
EMF. It's an acronym.
Before you joined me on air, I discussed
EMF.
That. Yeah. Okay.
I spelled that acronym right.
Please be quiet for a second. I'm trying to get through the outline here.
Sorry.
It's okay. I love you.
If the dog starts barking again, though, you can't get mad at me.
Can you beat it?
She's very... No, I like animals.
How big is it?
And they're fair treatment.
How big is it?
She's little.
It can still take a hit. How many pounds?
9 or 10.
Flick its ears. Flick it between the eyes. Flick its muzzle. You can do things like that. But we had on the outline George Carlin, me talking about I really didn't care for his comedy all that much, but I enjoyed that he died so I could tell everyone he died because I...
Because you have absolutely nothing else to talk about?
That's one way of putting it. That's one way of putting it. I was going to say I like being the bearer
Couldn't
of bad news.
Couldn't that be offensive to some people?
What?
You know, this man has died who has, you know, contributed to comedy, and you're saying it sucks and you're glad that he is dead.
I didn't say I was glad he was dead. I'm glad he died. There's a difference. I would be glad if anyone famous died. Especially someone I liked. Like, my friends and
you know,
I liked.
That's funny, actually, because the guy that I'm dating quoted George Carlin last night.
You're
and
dating
had...
someone? Wait a minute. Who are you dating?
I told you. I told you that.
Oh, they're friggin' loser? Tell
you
everyone.
Don't even know who he is and you think he's a loser.
Yeah.
But I had to play off the fact that I had no clue what he was talking about because he was, like, quoting George Carlin.
No. Tell the audience, for everyone listening, this is Papa's basement.
You mean my friend?
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, R.E.L., you already heard all
my mom's catching a performance of Mamma Mia at the Kennedy Center right now, so the audience is down to your friend, R.E.L. But, hold on. I'm learning to be a big boy and do big station stuff.
So So on your show, you want to have me talk about having sex with you and your mother's listening? What kind of...
I'd tell her not
freak.
To listen to that episode. Okay. Hold on. Let me do the ID.
So I can't make any, like, your mama jokes.
Oh, for the love of God. Oh, you talk so much.
Your mom.
Oh, you talk. You horrible Hebrew woman.
Your mom.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Tell... For those listening, I'm your host, John Papagiorgio.
Ariel, it's John.
Yeah. And we're talking to Carrie Kaplan, a friend of mine for a while now. And I make no effort to visit Carrie because I'm a bad friend. She's merely 40 minutes away. And yet I don't care.
Actually, you could probably make it in 35.
That's such a lie. I've driven right past your house multiple times recently. It takes about an hour.
You're really making your case better. Multiple times recently. You've driven right by my house. Thank you.
And I didn't stop by or notify you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. So let's hear about the new guy. Who's the new beau? Who is winning your kosher, I don't know if I can say
well,
it. Screw it, I'll say it. Your kosher cooch as a prize. I can't say cooch on air. Who knows? Talk.
All right. Anyway, I'll let that one slide for now.
Thank you.
Well, I'm having a debacle right now because I feel like our interests might be clashing too much to really have a full, you know, relationship. We don't share any of the same interests. For example.
Okay, go on. Mm-hmm. I just got a text from my roommate saying they found cockroaches in our freezer, but go on.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm hungry. Go on.
You're hungry now.
Yeah.
Okay. Why, after talking about my kosher cooch?
No. The cockroaches.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, go on. There's
he likes stuff like the Dungeons and Dragons. And actually took the time to explain to me what it is.
Did he explain to you the use of the D6 and the D20?
Oh, okay.
The different dice?
I probably wasn't listening.
Oh, my.
Actually, you two would get along. He also likes Magic Gathering.
Hey, we're not going to talk about MTG on the air in a disparaging fashion.
Anyway.
What? That's what the cool kids call magic. It's MTG. Please, get it straight.
Okay.
Whatever. I have the cards. They remain unsold. It's my emergency abortion
unsold
fund.
Unsold is if anybody wants to buy them.
They still sell well. I hate you. They have collector's value. Okay, so he likes D&D and magic.
Like Beanie Babies, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but this is what got me today, is that he said he was going to this amateur radio thing. Like,
oh, that's for winners. Okay.
So listen, field day thing. And I thought maybe it would be like a couple, like, you know, chumps like you sitting at tables saying, like, my show is really cool or something. But then he sent me a text message that he's in the middle of hanging up a large antenna from a tree.
Okay.
And I just wasn't following that. And what it really
is he doing the ham radio crap?
I don't know.
Or pirate radio?
I don't really know what that means.
This guy sounds like a mental patient.
I sound like a mental patient?
He does. You just sound shrill and Semitic, but we love you for it. You'd be fantastic on the air in a larger capacity. Your voice is everything I'd wanted it to be on the radio. Hello?
Oh. Thanks.
Just hearing you on air kills me.
I don't know. I've never been told that before. Actually, I've been told the opposite, that my voice sounds unclear and that I have a blockage.
No, your voice sounds fantastic.
Really? Do you want to know what it sounds like in person?
Oh, God damn it. Leo just told me that the cockroaches were found in my hamburger patties. Son of a bitch. Why do we have cockroaches? We don't live in New York. Sorry, this is getting to me. Cockroaches in my food. I paid, like, money for those hamburgers.
So
I'm still eating them.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Your friend saw that there are cockroaches in your freezer and is still pursuing to, like, take some hamburger patties out of there?
I don't know. That could be the story. Maybe there's a barbecue I'm coming home to. I mean, if you scrape them off and you grill them, it's not going to get you sick. I wouldn't tell anyone. It's gross, but it wouldn't get you sick, right? The heat's going to kill everything. And you're going to crap out the eggs before they hatch.
No, you're not going to be able to get rid of them.
The roaches?
Yeah, because you live in a townhouse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means the other townhouses have them, so.
No, we're an end unit. But back to your dork boyfriend.
Okay, cool. So what it is that all these, I don't know, what people set up antennas and they see whose antenna can reach, like, the farthest frequency.
Holy,
so I'm talking, like, New Jersey.
Wow.
New Hampshire.
Okay, this sounds pathetic. What's the guy look like? Looks-wise, what are we talking? Because anything can be excused if someone's attractive enough. The story of my romantic life.
Okay.
What's he look like?
Well, I think he's attractive.
Oh. Oh, there's so much weak language in that statement. I think he's attractive.
I just feel like this is going to be used as blackmail against me in the future.
Why? By Ariel, our one listener? Come on.
No, Ariel's going to be meeting him today.
Uh-huh.
But
so she's going to be meeting the ugly guy that you're dating?
No, okay. You know what, John? You're smart. Tell me what this quote is referencing.
Okay.
This is something that was said to me today.
Why am I getting feedback on air now? Go on.
By the way, Ariel, John is probably one of the smartest men I've ever met. Okay.
Thank you. Is Ariel attractive?
Yeah.
Hey, Ariel. What's up?
Hey.
What's up?
Ariel, he said your name right.
She's not a little mermaid. I know how to say it.
No. You understand how people say her name. They say,
Okay. So you live among talking dogs.
Okay,
come on.
Listen. Wait, what was I telling you?
Oh, God. Don't ask me that. I have horrible retention skills.
Oh.
What did you
wait. No.
Oh, this is horrible. Come on, save me. Quick.
The guy, the boyfriend.
Yeah.
But what about him?
Ariel's going to meet him today. You don't.
You asked if Ariel was.
Oh, you're running a quote by me because I'm smart.
Oh, yeah, because you're smart.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, I was complaining about something, and then he said, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Oh, yeah.
What is that from?
You don't get that?
No.
It's in okay, Mary Todd Lincoln, you know, is at, I will even give you the name of the play, Our American Cousin. God, I'm a dork. When Abe gets his brains blown out, last I checked. And so you just got to assume. It's kind of a statement of, other than the obvious, what's going on. So it's like Mary Todd is covered in Abe's blood, and she's cradling his dying body. And someone asks, well, other than that, how was the play? You get it?
Oh, that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. It has to be explained a little, but if you get it, it's pretty funny.
But, like, isn't it kind of rare for someone to know that? It's not like we're quoting Office Space here.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you have to be kind of a...
I'm not saying,
a really,
like,
handsome radio DJ to get,
like,
that.
I didn't say, like, don't jump to conclusions, like, the jump to conclusions,
jump to conclusions, Matt.
You know what I mean? Or, like, okay, cool. So, that's actually... But, see, the thing is, you know what? You're probably more dorky than this guy is, but you...
I cover it up with six-pack abs and a long cut. We're actually getting calls. I don't like that. I can't handle other calls. Snorer, you'll have to call in later. I know it's you, Snorer. I only have one caller.
Well, what do they call about?
Snorer calls in and just snores.
And just snores.
Yeah, just snores to indicate they love the show. I'm sure it's Snorer.
This is the best I've ever had. Ariel is your number one fan.
Just how hot is Ariel?
Ariel is really hot.
Really? Is Ariel single?
Actually, that's an interesting question.
Go on. I'm intrigued.
Ariel, I won't say too much. Don't worry.
We're going to salvage this show with John getting him some.
Okay.
What's up?
No.
I didn't mean that,
she's
Ariel.
She's on a one-week hiatus with her BF.
Mm-hmm. How long has she been with the BF?
Ariel, I know this is wrong.
Come on, Ariel.
Maybe like 2.5 years. I think that's accurate.
Ooh, 2.5 years. They're on hiatus. I smell blood in the water.
She just moved here from Boston.
The boyfriend's still in Boston?
No. He just moved back, and she thought...
Phil, answer this question.
What?
Are they within 20 miles of each other?
No.
Does she need someone to show her around the city a little bit?
Hold on a second. So I'm like your friend that you have not come to see in 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you want to come here right now to show Ariel around the city.
You know this area very well. Don't play it like that. It is not about me getting some, Carrie. I just really want to help out someone who's going through a tough time. Why are you laughing? It's on my show. There can be nothing remotely funny. Don't laugh.
Okay. Anyway, you know what? Maybe if you had, you know, called me one of the 12 times you were driving by my house.
I was being driven by someone else. I was going to Ave. And Ariel is also of the Hebrew persuasion.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me play a little theme song for Ariel as well, then. Don't you love it?
Did you see the Adam Sandler movie?
Oh, Zohan?
Yeah.
Hold on, I want to get to the... Listen to that chorus. Listen to that hook. Why is this not on Hot 99.5?
We totally should be on 99.5.
Oh, my God.
You know, we should take over Kane's show.
Oh,
I really have always wanted to be
that obnoxious D-bag.
What?
I dislike Kane immensely. Because, you know, we're all broadcasters in
the
D.C. area.
Something? I actually somewhat like Kane.
Okay.
He's not disgusting.
And do you enjoy my show as well?
Well, I don't know. I'm actually on your show, so I'm not sure if I should enjoy it.
You should. What's Ariel wearing?
I don't know what Ariel's wearing. She's not with me. Ariel, what are you wearing? She's probably wearing her favorite outfit.
Which is? Crotchless?
Yeah, crotchless edible underwear.
Oh.
Because the crotch has already been eaten.
Oh, that's disgusting. Over the top on my airwaves. Thank you.
She's probably wearing jeans.
Did she steal any of these articles of clothing from a boyfriend?
No.
Okay. Go on,
then. Probably wearing a t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
like a fitted one, that... Hold on. Let me think about what she's been wearing. It might be an American Eagle one.
Hmm. And how do I put this nicely? Is her physique in shape to the point that we're happy this is a fitted t-shirt?
Yes.
Really? She hits the gym?
Yes.
Proportions, my dear. Proportions.
What?
Like 36, 24, 36,
weight. I don't
think
my friend is comfortable about me talking about this on air, as any woman.
There's no, she's the only listener. We've established that. She's safe.
I know, so I'm sitting here talking about her while she's listening.
Yeah, but you're on air. You can say anything on air.
We get together, we like measure each other up and whatnot.
You're bulletproof.
Who's on the measuring tape this time? Well, I'm so excited.
No.
You know what? Before we get out the measuring tape, let's go out to dinner so like the measurements can be larger than they are. Like, seriously.
I don't do fat girls. What?
You know what?
Yes.
You don't do... What is that supposed to mean?
You were talking about plumping her up before the measurements.
Are you calling me fat?
No.
Well, who are you calling fat?
Nobody.
Fat lard?
Nobody. I'm calling nobody fat. You're getting me in trouble here.
You should be. I hope you're in trouble.
I don't like you. Oh, you know what? Ariel's trying to call in.
We answer the phone.
I can't. I can only take one caller. We only have one
phone
line.
You know what, Ariel? I'll take this one for you. Ariel is really pissed off right now. First of all, Ariel is very skinny.
Does Ariel's last name rhyme with Laskin?
Yes.
Then that is Ariel.
Well, answer the phone.
I can't. It'd bump you off.
All right. Well, I'll get off and I'll call back in.
I love you, though. Don't do
this. I'll call back in. Bye.
Fine. I'll answer Ariel.
Bye. Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Ariel?
Yes?
Oh, my God. Carrie sold me out. What's up, Ariel?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. And yourself, are you thoroughly entertained? I would only hope.
I am totally entertained. Who am I talking to?
This is John Papagiorgio, host of Papa's Basement. That was my radio voice.
But that's not possible because I'm listening to you.
Yeah?
How can you be talking to both of us simultaneously?
Oh, that's on a delay. You're getting the real McCoy right now. What you had before was a shameless fraud, a simulacrum. There's your SAT word of the day.
Oh no. You just said that I'm calling.
Yeah. I didn't give out your phone number or your last name, don't worry. Although I can if this call goes poorly. I'm kidding.
Oh no.
I'm kidding.
I can't listen to this right now.
You can't. No, it makes for awful radio for someone to listen to themselves on air. You can't listen for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
So Carrie has been working to apparently set the two of us up or something.
I don't know if that's really the case.
She's quite a little matchmaker, that Carrie Kaplan.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. That's another one of those Jewish qualities, right?
Exactly. Her gift of gab, and if I dropped some change on the table, she could count it even through the microphone. Those are the three Jewish superpowers.
I can't believe you said that she had like the most shrill voice on the planet.
She used to not. It's only recently where her voice has grown like super Jewish. It's like she's growing into it. It's pretty impressive to me.
So is she not, I guess she's not on the phone anymore, obviously.
No, she's calling in, but I prefer you for the moment.
Talking to your only listener.
Yeah.
Terry and I have switched roles now.
I've taken exactly. As long as the audience remains at one, I'm happy.
Well, she asked me to call in and talk. And I was like, no, I'm not in the mood. But then you guys spent the entire radio show talking about me. So I was like, well, hell, I might as well.
Yeah,
call
clear
in.
Up the air. So she is telling us that you have dumped your horrible, abusive boyfriend.
Oh, stop. Okay.
And,
it is so complicated, I can't even begin
to. You can go into it, because this man has 15-something minutes to call and kill on air.
I don't really want to spend 15 minutes talking about that.
You can
I'm
do it.
I'm tired of talking about
just,
it.
Just imagine I'm The View, and you're talking to me, and I'm the fat black chick, who's no longer that fat. Oh, really?
No, I don't think so.
That Carrie Kaplan, you better tell her to stop calling in, because she is ruining my buzz.
Well, maybe I should go so you can talk to her.
Well, you can get into a little bit of what's going on, or we can let Carrie call in. Your decision.
Let's let Carrie call in.
Okay, you can bail.
All right. Okay, bye.
Later. Uh-oh. Phone's malfunctioned. I have neither Jewish listener right now. Call in again, Carrie Kaplan. Oh, wait, I do have a listener. Hello? Snorer! I missed you. Thank you, Snorer. God damn it. Later, Snorer. Oh, I can't even hang up the phone. I'm too dumb to run it. I hate you, Snorer. I hate you. How do I get Snorer off? I've never been confronted with this situation. Oh, my God. Hang up. Let the line dump out. Make it stop. Hello?
What happened?
Oh, I got a hold of you.
What did Ariel say?
Ariel said that she, while attracted to me, immensely, she wanted to see things kind of through with her boyfriend, and I respect that. Hello?
She told you? Are you making that up? She did not say she was attracted to you. Shut up, Rayla. I'm sorry.
Is the dog a BS detector
Shut
or what?
I know, Rayla. He is full of S.
Yeah, God, watch your damn mouth on the air.
I said S.
Thank you. You're a quick learner. Okay, so go on. So what was Ariel wearing today, by the way?
She said although very attracted to you, she wants to see things through with her boyfriend. Why didn't you ask Ariel what she was wearing? What did you talk about?
Ariel, well, we talked about various positions and... You know, she got real lewd really quickly, actually. I was made...
Probably, let's see, you offended her being Jewish, and then you said either that I was fat or
Hold
she,
on,
or
you said the word
fat.
Of the day. You said Pee-wee's word of the day. Repeat it. Come on. Come on, sing along. All right, Carrie. You're not going to sing along to the Hebrew song. I get it. Do you know how hard I worked to get that Hebrew song for us?
No.
It took me 5 minutes.
It's really impressive.
Maybe 7. But yeah, I didn't get to ask Ariel. She bailed out. She said that she could tell you still had a smoldering passion for me. And she didn't want to come between us.
I know, that's definitely her wording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very...
I really didn't make that one up.
It was very Danielle Steele of her, but I was impressed with her command of the English language.
Okay, so... What did my friend really say to you?
She said she wanted to call in to clear the air, and then she...
Wait, did I say something wrong, or was it you?
No, she just wanted to yap. It's as if she had a gift for gabbing.
Ariel, he says this stuff all the time to me. Don't even ignore him.
She's great. I really like Ariel. I think I felt something there. The way I feel something every few weeks, I felt something there.
You know what? That's because Ariel has some kind of gift.
She can steal a DVD from me anytime.
I don't think she wants any of your DVDs.
I have some good ones. I have...
Wait, do you have any anime ninja fighting?
I have Fiddler on the Roof.
Wait, do you have Willow?
She watches Willow?
No, it's my quasi-boyfriend does.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
What does his wiener look like? Because I guarantee you it's creepy.
What if it was, hypothetically, pretty good?
Really? It looks like Willow's staff. Is it as big as Willow?
I don't even know what Willow is. All I know is that it was an option of a movie we could watch last night.
He was trying to watch Willow with a woman.
I just didn't know what it was.
It's a horrible movie with a little person as the star.
But you know exactly what it is. Oh, wait.
So do you.
He mentioned...
So do you. We've all seen it. It was one of those things you saw growing up at our age.
No. I was thinking a movie like that would be like the movie Kids. You know what I mean?
No, it's Willow.
Okay.
It's Willow.
Hi, sweetie.
It's got a midget. It's got a young Val Kilmer.
Now, does it make you feel bad that even while I'm on your internet radio show, I still would rather talk to a dog? Hi, sweetie. See you.
Was that you or the dog?
It was both of us.
Oh, God. Is the dog Jewish? It
yes,
is.
Yes, she is, because her...
The word of the day.
Actually, it's my Jewish neighbor's dog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they had it Jewish baptized?
Do you do that to dogs?
Hold on. Sing along. I know you know the lyrics and you're just holding out.
Oh, that's the wrong song.
Oh, you don't know this?
No.
I figured it's like one of those things. I felt like I was in a Vietnam movie for a second. I was like beating up on some Vietnamese person because I know they're VC and they're holding some NVA secrets.
Do you know I have absolutely no clue what you're talking about right now?
That was as cool as other than...
I feel like I should be with my quasi-boyfriend
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, and I'll talk about Lincoln in a second.
Other than that... How was the play?
Exactly. Other than the horrible host, how was the radio show? Tee hee hee. Back to Ariel, though.
Obviously,
seriously.
Me being on the radio show makes it a winner. It's a winner.
Oh, I knew we'd get to that eventually.
I just don't know who would actually want to listen to this banter.
Everybody.
Other than my friend who is involved in it.
You can send it to your rabbi. It's done nothing but extol the Jewish faith for an hour.
Do you know there's a website? Seriously, my friend who...
My ears are bleeding.
Why? My friend who just got...
No reason.
A year ago, got married, and her husband now is Jewish, and she's not.
Uh-huh.
They literally went on a website called Rabbis to Go to get the website for the rabbi to marry them. Literally, you can go to rabbistogo.com.
And
should they be paying me right now for this advertisement?
We are just diving into the stereotype pond, aren't we? Your first words, they should pay me for this. Where's my compensation?
I got the best. No. Oh, my. I got the best.
I'm going to talk to you like this.
Oh,
for
let me
the
ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you're into the Lord of the Rings.
Not really.
Series.
They could have melted down those rings for a tidy sum and saved themselves much walking. Go on.
Anyway, if you were into the Lord of the Rings, per se, trilogy, and somebody gave you the book set, the book set of all the Lord
are these
the Rings,
original books? Can they be resold?
No. I'm talking like from Borders.
Oh, that there's say, no money
and
there.
Say, and say, per se, this $45 book set you got for $6, $7.
Yes.
Would you like that as a gift?
I'm going to drop the Jewish voice. So what, you're getting a book set for your dork boyfriend?
No, for my brother-in-law. I missed his birthday, and he loves Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if he would read the books, but they were, it was a buy. It was a steal.
Wait.
$45 book set for $7.
They practically paid for themselves. You'd be a fool not to purchase.
Okay, also, your thoughts.
Well, first, welcome to Papa's Bargain Hour. I am your host, John Papa Goldstein. There's the show theme. So let's talk about all the buys we found this week, Miss Kaplan.
You know what?
What, Miss Kaplan?
I hope you send this demo to a radio station
and the program director is Saul Mouskowitz,
who has a Jewish owner,
and I'm run out of the industry,
and you will be completely blackballed for life.
That's very inappropriate of you to say. No, that would imply that Jewish people run the entertainment industry. How bigoted of you. Oh God, I'm crying. You know why? Because tears are free. Oh! Okay, that is a decent present, but I'm going to assume...
If my friend calls in again soon, don't be surprised.
Who, Ariel?
As opposed to all my other friends who have nothing else to do but listen to this lame-o show. Yes.
I have an audience of thousands. Thank
How
you
many,
very
what's
much.
What's your audience, John?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't go to the website. It depresses me if I look at the numbers. I have some podcast fans.
I'm not even an audience member.
Yeah, you are. It's counting you as a listener, technically. If your computer's logged in, you're part of the audience, honey.
I'm not logged in, though.
Oh, God damn you.
I'm really not. My computer doesn't have sound, and I don't like... Okay, let me tell you a story. This is what happened.
Oh, okay.
So on my last day of my job of 3 years, and they, you know, at the school I was working in, right, because I got, like, a teaching job.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this, like, anybody who's leaving at the end of your staff meeting, they have somebody say something about you, and then you go up there and say, like, good the fuck...
Whoa!
Fudge! Good fudge. You give away fudge.
Yeah. Hockey puck. Go on.
Exactly. Anyway, mm-hmm. So they had me go up there, and just depending on my mood and the amount of SSRIs I've had that day, you know, kind of depends on...
SSRIs would be the crazy pills you're on. What? Huh?
Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. I mean, I didn't say that.
Exactly. You didn't confess to the world that you're on crazy pills. So not only will I be blackballed from radio, but so will you.
Blackballed from crazy pills or from radio?
From radio.
You can't be on SSRIs if you're on the radio?
Nah. Saul Moskowitz, the program director who will blackball me, is not a fan of crazies.
Okay.
Okay, go on. Go on about your last day.
Okay. So anyway, I get up there, and I'm about to talk into this microphone, and I'm like, in my head, my voice sounds a certain way.
Uh-huh.
But when I talk...
Was there any music in the background before they got you on stage?
No. And when I was talking...
Yes, there was. Okay, go on.
All right. I'm losing my patience with you a little bit. So when I went up there and I went to talk, all mm-hmm. of a sudden, I swear my voice sounded like 2 octaves lower in the microphone. So I sounded like this. I was like, I want to thank everybody for working with me.
I have a fake deep voice I use for the mic as well.
And then I'm like, sorry, I really haven't had the opportunity to speak in front of a large audience. And that's how I sounded.
Mm-hmm. That's the story?
Yeah. Was that not a good
Are
one?
You,
Was that not
you took me through all that so I could hear you had a deep voice when talking through a microphone?
I'm just saying that. I just didn't think that I... Do you think I have a deep voice?
No. It sounds like glass being shoved into my eardrums. It's not deep.
Okay, thanks. I just, you know, I didn't know why it sounded like that.
No, it sounds very perky, and you're going to haunt and kill some man, some lucky guy eventually with that voice.
We'll be with an antenna, a very large antenna.
Was that an allusion
to... you, I'm going to the antenna show that's 2 hours away to be a spectator.
I would dump them immediately.
Like, how do you respond to that? Like, have fun. Wish I was there.
You ask what planet they were born on, and then you give me Ariel's number so I can take her out to dinner. I know a place that makes the best pork chops.
It's really funny.
Yeah, a delightful crab dip appetizer.
All of this, which is totally unkosher.
Yes, indeed.
You know, what if she didn't actually eat kosher? Not every Jew keeps kosher, you idiot.
I pretty much...
Would you eat pita every day? Pita and whatever, farfels or...
I live on
a
delightful hummus cereal, and I brush my teeth with baklava, and I ride a goat to work.
Exactly. So you should actually... Oh, I have an idea. You should have a roast John show, and you, like, just make fun of yourself. That would be fun.
That is my show, always.
No, not today.
Yes, it is.
How? No, you're making fun of Jewish people.
I'm loving Jewish people.
Okay.
Would I have the song if I didn't love them? That's a happy song. I'm not playing Schindler's List sound bites here.
I really hate you.
Listen to that voice. That's
what?
A happy voice.
Why did I even agree to do this with you?
Because you're a good friend.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If I hadn't agreed to do this, being that you asked me like 5 minutes beforehand, who would be talking into this meaningless stream of nonsense right now?
My half-Jewish friend, Anna. But you sounded more shrill, so I went with you.
Well, you know what? That might be hurting her feelings.
No.
Is she listening right now?
She is.
Anna.
Anna said you're boring, and she's going to be the caller next time.
Anna, I know you didn't really say that.
Anna said, and I quote, texted to me right now.
What?
Man, this is boring. I'm going to be your new snoring caller.
So Anna calls in and snores, and that's something
that's not
exciting.
Anna. The snorer is from a VA cell number.
You don't know who it is?
No.
Okay. So somebody you don't know who it is somehow found your online radio show.
And thinks enough of me to
snore. Which I don't even understand what that means. It snores.
Yes.
And I'm boring.
It's all I've got. Carrie, I think we're going to have to wrap up the show.
What?
What? No.
But I have so many more things to share with
really?
Your audience.
Anna said I made a bad choice. Are you going to take that from someone who's only half Jewish?
Did she really say that?
She really said that.
First of all...
You need to tell her off. Let me give you a soundtrack. Okay, go on.
First of all, Anna...
Yes.
John offended you, and... I would have rather you have been the caller anyway, honestly. But I did add an extra viewer, listener, my friend Ariel, who is also Jewish. So, Anna, did you have a friend standing by listening who's Jewish, too? Did you?
All right, Carrie.
Did you?
Point made.
Did you?
No. Anna doesn't hang out with Jewish people. I'm going to have to bid you adieu. It's top of the hour. I have to go and be a good host and let my other hosts come in here. But thank you, Carrie, for calling in. I'm going to call you in the car. Don't worry. We'll hash out details with the date I'm taking you and Ariel out on.
Why is Ariel always included in my dates?
You
are not the first man this week to say that, and I'm not just making that up.
She...
And Ariel knows what I'm talking about. My Jewish neighbor... For watching his dog all weekend and doing his laundry, quote-unquote says, to make it up to you, I will take you and Ariel out to dinner. Ariel didn't do S.
Okay.
She didn't do anything. And now you are taking Ariel out to dinner, too.
You know what? It will be just Ariel if you keep up with that attitude.
Yeah. You just take Ariel out. Enjoy your pork chops.
I will.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Good day.
Good day.
That lovely caller was my good friend, Carrie Kaplan, and we're going to wrap up the show on that note. We'll be back here again Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern at www.fcac.org/WEBR with archives to be found out www.inpapasbasement.com. I am your host, John Papagiorgio, getting the hell out of here so I can listen to that voice for another half hour on the car ride home. Take care, folks.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
And though I'm no Olivier, if before Sugar Ray would say that the thing ain't the ring, it's the play. So give me a stage where there's bullhick and rage. And though I can fight, I'd much rather recite. That's entertainment. That's entertainment.